This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
I love it when a plan comes together. I really do. And here we are, USAprepares.com. We are engaged in defending one of our own, the Beninati family. And Nicole Beninati is with us, and she and her husband, Jeremy, have been beat up by the system. The sheriff's office, the highway patrol, as we understand it, have leveled their rifles at them, literally. And we have witnesses. So we are going to court, and we are going to stand with the Beninati family. There are 17 of us so far who have signed up to go to court. And I've authorized our class, our worldwide broadcast classroom, to join in with us and make phone calls and ask the questions of the State House of Representatives member, Tony Duggar. Why isn't he helping? Jason McPherson, the Wright County, Missouri prosecutor. What's going on with him? The sheriff, what's this all about? Are you kidding? You're taking aim at the wrong people? So someone calls 911, and then you level your guns and you call in for backup? Really? Is that what this is all about? And so we want to know. And we're outraged. And we're angry. And we're not going to let this stand. So with us is Nicole Beninati and Joe Acapenti from Kansas City and Silent Night. Welcome, Silent Night.
Greetings and salutations.
You've been traveling and hundreds of miles and to help people, and I'm so glad you're able to be here and join in this. So, Silent Night, we'll get a quick recap from Nicole. And then Joe Acapenti said something very interesting during the break. Class, you're not going to believe this. This is probably what you would expect from USA Prepares, but you're going to hear it. You're going to hear it. So, Nicole, very quickly, your story, recap for the second hour.
Okay. We moved into our 20 acres. We had neighbors to the right of us that owned it, their property for hunting. We started getting warnings from them. The warnings escalated into police calls. The police calls ended into a standoff where the police pointed their weapons at our family, our witnesses. My husband was arrested, put in jail, lost his job, was put on house arrest with an ankle bracelet, and now he's facing prison time.
Okay.
And just to recap, also, Nicole, prior to this, when you had first moved in, this gentleman would, on a weekly basis, correct me if I'm wrong, wait till your husband was at work and then come over to you and start basically trying to tell you things to kind of run you off, that the property was right in the middle of Tornado Alley, that if you wanted your kids to be safe while they played outside, you better have them in Hunter's Orange because it was hunting season or they would be shot. They had called the police on you and made a false report that you had dumped a bunch of tires on his property. So prior to this, he was basically trying to run you off, correct?
Right. It was almost a weekly thing they would come out. And he was never alone. He always had his friends. At one point, there was probably 10 or 15 of them standing in the middle of the road in front of my children who were standing just in a circle around me saying, you know, there's a mountain lion in the area. We caught him on our video camera. We'll bring those over to show you. my kids wouldn't step 5 feet away from our cabin at that point. You know, and every paw mark they saw, it's the mountain lion. No, it's not. You know, so it was just a weekly thing of, you know, and it got suspicious when it was never when my husband was home. You know, only when I'm there, you know, and the kids are around did he have useful information for me.
And then this kind of came to a front as your husband was walking your new four-month-old puppy down the dirt road that kind of connects the two properties. At which point the dog, the puppy, proceeded to run a few feet within this man's property line, which ended up with this gentleman and his uncle or nephew, I forgot which it was, pointing a firearm, who, again, I want to emphasize, the party that we're talking about is a convicted rapist who spent 8 years in prison and also failed to register as a sex offender in the state of Missouri. I want to ask the question, what violent felon calls the police? Usually those people stay as far away from law enforcement as possible. They want no interaction, especially if they fail to register. That's what really kind of set off the alarm for me, that there was something very, very fishy going on here, and we're going to get to the bottom of that. What I would like to say is right now I'd like to extend an offer, because I know there's been many offers extended to you by the Wright County Prosecutor, Jacek McPherson, which completely would strip you of your rights. You've already been stripped of your property and your right to be in Wright County. You can't even step foot on your own property. So I'm going to do go ahead.
We've also been stripped of our, we've lost our Second Amendment and our Fourth Amendment at this point. We are not allowed to have firearms, and, you know, so we've been stripped of a lot more.
And you've also, I believe, been threatened or intimidated by the police on a few occasions. You've been cornered, you said, in town or whatnot. So, you know, at this point, what I'm going to do, since they seem to want you to plea this out and are extending you office, I'm going to go ahead and extend an offer to Jacek McPherson, the Wright County Prosecutor, and Glenn Adler, the Wright County Sheriff. You drop this malicious prosecution immediately. And when I say immediately, I mean get your bureaucratic paperwork in order, get your act together, and drop this case by Friday. And we'll let you keep your jobs for now. If you don't, we're going to go ahead and proceed with our investigation into violation of procedure and misconduct on the part of the Wright County Sheriff and his deputies, the violation of the Beninati civil rights, their Second Amendment, and their Fourth Amendment rights, entering their property without a warrant, destruction of their property when you proceeded to tear down their security cameras that they had mounted around their property. We're also going to investigate the deplorable jail conditions within the Wright County Jail. What your husband had to go through in the 18 days that he was incarcerated, no man should have to go through, especially an innocent man. So, you know, we're going to get to the bottom of why they seem to be protecting a violent, convicted felon who had no problem calling the sheriff's department, almost as if he knew they'd take his side, after he had pointed a gun at you, your dog, and your husband. There's something that just doesn't sit right here. And so, like I said, I'd like to extend the offer to the Wright County Prosecutor, Jacek McPherson, and the Wright County Sheriff, Glenn Adler. This is to be dropped by Friday, but we will proceed with our investigations and our investigation into you, Mr. McPherson, for malicious prosecution. You know what the consequences of that are. So you being an attorney, you being licensed by the bar, and you know the consequences of that. So that's the offer that's on the table, and we'll await your answer. Hopefully we hear from you by Friday. If not, you can be sure that you'll hear from us.
You know, Joe, I've seen you in action. I've seen USA Prepares in action, and USA Prepares is not, you know, it's an organization. It's a loose organization. We're not known for backing down, and we're also not known for losing. We're involved in a city ordinance in Florida, in Orlando, Florida. A family was being fined $500 a day for growing a garden in their yard in Orlando, Florida. We got involved, and the calls started coming in from our broadcast to City Hall. Do you know, by that afternoon, they called me, and they said, okay, just stop. The fine has been set aside. There's no fine. And we are rewriting the ordinance so people can grow food in their yards. Now, that's a big city compared to Wright County. But what I'm saying is we haven't lost any of these engagements that we have been in, including Sparta. Sparta, Missouri, where the police department has been disbanded. We just kept talking about it and talking about it, and it's not just us. It's all the other people who join in because of the outrage. So my understanding is, Nicole, you're talking about the, you're concerned about the jail conditions, and want to talk about that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when I had talked to the commissioner about it, and I went in there and I said, you know, I understand that, you know, some of these people did commit, you know, crime, and they will get, you know, whatever they're going to get from that when they're prosecuted. But you don't get to treat people the way that they're treating people. You know, he said, you know, we do have a nurse in there. Well, the inmates in there say they don't see the nurse. You know, while my husband was in there, you know, men were beating each other up so badly to the point that they felt bad for the person that they were beating up and put him by the sheriff's door and said, you need to come get this man, you know, threatening them because there's no cameras. I personally went into the sheriff's department and said, I have cameras. I'll give them to you. Oh, well, they'll just rip them down. Could you imagine walking into a Springfield police department and there not being cameras in the jail cell? And then them saying, well, you know, they'll just rip them down. Or a prison? That wouldn't fly. So how it flies in this small community, I don't know. They still have guidelines and rules that they have to follow. And they told me, I said, well, then put metal up around them, put plastic up around them, screw them to the roof. They'll just rip them down. You know, and I said, well, you can't allow inmates to beat each other, and you can't beat inmates with realizing that there's no cameras in the system. And then they shut down and stopped talking to me. You know, so the food was terrible. And not that anybody's expecting the jail's food to be, you know, gourmet by any means, but it does need to be sanitary. It does need to be warm. It does need to, you know, people need to not lose 30 pounds, you know, with a week's worth of a visit, and that may be a little exaggerant. I think it was 3 weeks one man lost 30 pounds. You know, those things cannot happen. They have laws in place. They have regulations that they have to follow. So, you know, and they've been investigated. They've had the juries come through, walk through, and say, this isn't okay. This doesn't meet up to standard, and nothing's done.
It also, I heard a story that your husband told. He was in a cell that was connected to the drunk tank, and the prisoners had bored a hole through that wall so that they could see into that next cell, which was the drunk tank. The officers knew this. The guards knew this. They proceeded to throw a woman in the drunk tank, have her strip down and change into an orange jumpsuit while the men in the next cell could all peer through and see. So that's what's happening in your jails, folks. And it's not all just convicted felons in there and violent criminals in there. It's innocent men like Jeremy Beninati. So
we'll be right back. And Silent Night, your turn to weigh in. I'm Vin Finelli. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. 4885 or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issue, and company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, we're talking about what happens when 911 is called. This is not theater. This is really what happened to the Beninati family. And Silent Night is with us. Silent Night has written a book called The Underground Railroad Returns to Disappear. And you cannot buy this book on Amazon. You cannot buy this book anywhere except through Silent Night and us. And if you want, I have autographed copies of How the System Works, The Underground Railroad. You may need it. And the Beninatis have a copy. And if you want one, it's $15. Shipping is included. And just contact me at usapreparers.com. Send me an email and put Underground Railroad in the subject line. And you just send us $15, and we will send you a copy of the book immediately. Silent Night, what's your thoughts?
Okay, the first thing I need to say is, Jeremy and Nicole, you need to get your children away from that ankle bracelet. Have them in somebody else's house, because one of their tactics is to come in after a situation like this has come upon you, and they bring in the socialists that come and kidnap your children. And so you need them away from that ankle bracelet, because if they can trace that ankle bracelet, they can also find out where those children are. And we need to protect those children from the socialists so they don't come and take them away.
Well, he's not on the ankle bracelet anymore. They let him off of that. But they dropped the case with the Child Protective Services, dropped the case. Is that still something that I need to be worried about?
Actually, I think you did very well. I don't think you have to be concerned about that anymore.
Okay.
But that's good.
Okay.
And another thing is, you know, and Vincent's mentioned this many times, when somebody comes to your door, don't answer the door. Answer through a window.
Okay. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I definitely start doing that.
Good, good.
When you hear, mind if we come in? Really? if you open the door, they are already coming in, okay?
Right.
And maybe you don't even have to answer the door. And that's our plan. We don't want to answer the door because I can't imagine anything good happening when the sheriff comes to my property. As a matter of fact, I put him on notice that do not trespass. Do not trespass on our farm. And I'm talking about the same sheriff. I called him up. I called Sheriff Glenn Adler because one of his deputies was cruising around our farm 11:30 one night on a Friday night. And they lied to us, and they, you know, we want to know what they're doing here. And the dispatcher lied and said, no, it wasn't us. Well, we called the state police, and the state police said, yeah, it was them. So that's the kind of operation we're running. And I talked to the sheriff, and I said, don't come on my property. He said, well, some people want us to. And I said, not me. Not me. Don't come on our property. We don't need their help.
Right.
Imagine if they had an MRAP. Imagine if they had an armored vehicle. You know, a weapon of war. Imagine if they showed up with that. And I have a feeling that in other counties, had they been called, they would have showed up with their MRAP and their machine guns and turret and sniper rifles and all that, just to keep everybody safe, right? Reminds me of Joey Kyle.
Yeah. Something
where, is old Joey Kyle these days?
Well, I don't know because I understand that he had pled guilty to crimes.
Last I heard, he was serving a year and 4 months in federal prison for stealing from his own county.
A year and one day was what I had heard and made the television news. Right, stealing from his own county, and we had him come to the USA Prepares meetup, not as an instructor. He is not an instructor, and he never has been. But he is was a member of the CSPOA, Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. So here's what happens. Just because someone says something, you know, and pledges to help you, doesn't mean they mean it. Doesn't mean it. And one of our other instructors, he called me and he said, how'd you know about Joey Kyle? And I said, well, you know, I knew. And he said, you know, Vinny, when any sheriff who has been in office more than one term, is a gun runner. What that means is they steal weapons. By the way, Nicole, where's your husband's firearm? Has it been taken? And if so, do you plan on getting it back? What they do is the sheriffs sell these things and keep the money for their operations. We'll be right back.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials, commercials.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KB Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KB. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KBArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Nicole, so does the sheriff's office have your husband's handgun?
Yes, they do.
I'm sorry?
Yes, they do have his handgun.
Okay, and so they took that. Did they take anything else from you?
No, we did have to get rid of everything, though, all of our firearms, because, for one, I had to get money to bail him out of jail, but they are not allowing us to have weapons of, you know, of any kind right now.
Okay, well, we need to fix that. And so they force. My understanding is you were given an offer. Your husband was in jail, unable to earn money. and to pay for the support of your family, the six children and you and him. So he lost his job, and you were working two jobs trying to raise six children simultaneously, which is just raising six children is quite an undertaking. It really is. And my hat's off to you for many reasons. One, standing by your husband and not saying, you know what, Jeremy, listen, this is a problem. The children and I are out of here. I mean, you're standing by your husband, and I congratulate you for that, because it's kind of rare. Okay? But you're trying to do that, and so you're working two jobs, and you were provided an offer. Either he stays in jail, or what?
Or we leave Wright County. We stay within 20 miles. He stays within 20 miles of our property, and he's on house arrest and an ankle bracelet, and he has to report weekly to a probation officer.
And did they charge you for the ankle bracelet?
Yes. It was, we were paying about, I want to say, $180 every 2 weeks.
$180 every 2 weeks.
Right.
For the privilege of being tracked.
Right.
For not committing a crime.
Right.
Mm-hmm. This is, class, this is the system. This is what they do. They bleed you dry. They try their best to bankrupt you, to cause you to lose everything.
And that's with no evidence. That's with all the gun being fully loaded, the investigators that went out and investigated the property for bullet holes and any kind of shooting, there was none of that. And they were able to do all of this with no video recording, no evidence. And we have three witnesses that are saying this didn't happen. And they were still able to do this.
Mm-hmm. Class, USAPreparedness.com, page number one. There's a link to the Beninati's website, standandfight.co. And your favorite government officials are listed there with their contact information, their name, their title, their telephone number, their email address. I'm talking about Tony Duggar, Missouri House of Representatives, Jay Nixon, Missouri Governor, his phone number, Zach Williams, Presiding Commissioner of Wright County, Missouri, Randy, I don't know how to pronounce his name, Pemberton, Eastern District Commissioner, Mike Sherman. I know Mike Sherman. Mike Sherman's the guy that told me, he's a county commissioner in Wright County. He told me, we don't like you people from California. That's Mike Sherman. He's the county commissioner. Jason McPherson, he's the Wright County prosecutor. And Sheriff Glenn B. Adler, Sheriff of Wright County, Missouri. All their phone numbers, contact information, titles, right there on the website, usapreparedness.com. Now, I copied that, and I hope I have your permission to do that, Nicole, because I copied that from your website and posted that and the link to your website from USA Prepares. Okay. And I'm going to post the audio from YouTube and the links from the podcast. Class, please share this information. It's coming to a neighborhood near you. And remember what happened to the Jews in Germany? Remember? They were, for their own safety, they were rounded up, and it was seven blocks away, and it's okay. Because only, you know, seven blocks away, it's not on our street. Six blocks, five blocks, four blocks, then it was on our street. And there was nobody to help. Well, USA Prepares is working in unison. Our instructors are joining in, and we're not going to let this happen to one of our instructors, or two of our instructors, Nicole Beninati and Jeremy. Okay, Silent Night, any thoughts?
Yes, I get occasionally calls from folks and so forth, and one particular lady, she said that there's a 42% chance that you will be killed by a police officer than by a terrorist. That's 42%, almost half of the chance you get killed by a police officer. That does not count rape. That does not count tasing, beating, molesting, kidnapping of children. That's just the police terrorist killing American citizens.
Yeah, we have a post on our website about a couple cops, and they forced a woman to perform sex on them in the back of a police car. So at the muzzle of a gun, a woman has to perform sex because she was pulled over by these thugs. Yeah, it's on our website, usaforbusiness.com.
You know, Vince, we're starting to, before these things were covered up, before the internet, you didn't hear about these things on your local controlled media or your nightly news story. So we were under the impression that these things were sporadic. And now we're finding out that they're not sporadic, they're systematic. From top to bottom, from the highest offices of government down to your local podunk town police force. I'd also like to speak, not to digress too much, but going back to Sparta and going back to the comment you made before the break about sheriffs being gun runners. And that might strike some people and be shocking for them to hear that. But we spoke in the first hour about Sparta, Missouri, and us and USA Preparers being integral in having that police department disbanded. Well, there was a news story that came out, and I heard it up there in Kansas City on our local news, that just last week that abandoned police department was broken into in Sparta, Missouri. All their body armor, all their pistols and weapons, and all their ammunition was stolen. I wonder who had the chutzpah and the know to get into that building and steal all those things. And in a town of, like I said, about 1,000 people. You know, and it speaks to why would they need all that military equipment? Body armor, AR-15s, 30 high-capacity magazines, all this stuff for a town of 1,000 people? Seems like overkill to me.
1,700 people live in the city.
1,700.
And they issue about 170 tickets per month. And I was talking to a nurse at the hospital, and she said it used to be wonderful. The police would come out and they'd come to the high school ball games where, you know, one high school was competing against another, and they would cheer, and the students were, they respected the police. The police worked with the village. And it was a great arrangement. It was protect and serve. It was not law enforcement. It was protect and serve. And it was a great village. And then when these thugs, the Sparta regime changed and they put these thugs in that were ticketing everybody they could for revenue, the village changed. The village changed. The cops would disrupt, you know, students hanging out after school. You know how students would get together and they'd drive to a location, they'd have fun, and okay, well, the cops, you know, made sure they didn't do that anymore. So there's no place to go, and the cops destroyed the village, and the people there hate it. They hate their own village because of what the cops have done, and we're not going to allow that to happen in Wright County. We're not going to allow the police, the sheriff's office, and anyone else to run off good people from our village. We're not going to allow that. I'm angry. I'm really angry, and I'm really delighted to see USA Preparers. Who we really are. This is who we are. We're not talk show hosts. We are villagers who are standing together, but we're a very small percentage of America. Very small percentage. I think maybe 0.1%. These are the people who are willing to stand up, who have backbone, and there was a pledge last night. Everyone there at the meetup was willing to stand for everyone else at the meetup. Imagine that. How about those attorneys who'll say, you know what, look, I just want to go along to get along. What kind of an attorney would you hire to do that, to get along? You want someone who's a pit bull. You want someone who's a lion. You want someone who is going to really take your side. That's what we want. And by the way, that's who we are here at USA Preparers. We're just a loose organization of people who think the same way, who are going to stand and help each other without having our hand out. We had an attorney come to one of our meetups, and he said, you know, I'll help you, but I cost a lot of money. Yeah. He's a really good attorney, but he costs a lot of money. So if you're in trouble and you have a lot of money, you can call him. But if you don't have a lot of money, he's not going to help you. That's not who we are. That's not who we are. Silent night? Okay, Joe?
I'd like to say, too, just preface, you know, I said earlier that the Beninati story of mine, us coming from the same state of California, moving here to the Midwest, runs parallel in a lot of ways. And I don't want this anybody thinking about moving or homesteading in the Midwest or rural area. Most of the people I've encountered in these areas are truly the salt of the earth people, and it's one of the main reasons I moved to this part of the country. They seem to be much more aware, have the skill sets that I was looking to learn from and draw from, and they're really, really good people who will stick up for their neighbors. Mm-hmm. But just like everywhere else, whether you're an urbanite or a suburbanite or a rural area, you've got your bad apples and your bad seeds. And it just seems to be these days that the police in these rural areas, and I think it ties in a lot to UN Agenda 21. People can Google that term. That's a whole other show. Where they're trying to force people, good people, off of their land and force them into the cities. This is what happened pre-World War II, where they forced people off of the land and into the ghettos and into the cities. You know, so they could wage war out there, and they could scoop up the resources and protect. It sounds to me like protect whatever's going on that neighboring property. But most of the people here are very salt of the earth people, and it's a great place to live.
I totally agree, and that's why I live here. And what happened? Our villagers. I got a call from a villager saying, "Vinny, you need to hear this story," and we jumped right on it to protect our own. And class, I hope that you do the same thing in your village. Because this is happening across the country. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This can be sliding. When you go for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, I'm really, really proud of the USA Prepares meetup group. I have in my hands 17 names and phone numbers and contact information of those who are coming to the court date May 5th at 1:30 in Wright County, Missouri. Nicole, can you please tell us what's going to happen?
I'm not totally sure what's going to happen that day. From what I understand so far, it's just to decide if we'll take their plea offer or we will take it to trial.
Mm-hmm. And we're looking forward to the acceptance of Joe Acapente's offer to drop all these charges and we'll all go home. But you know what? Your husband still lost his job. There has been no apology for him being roughed up, right? There's been no apology for the Wright County Sheriff's Office and the Highway Patrol aiming their weapons, their rifles, at your husband and the witnesses. Since when do we aim rifles at witnesses? There's a story on the internet about a woman shoplifter in Florida, slammed to the ground, left in a pool of blood, gaping head wound. She was a shoplifter. Now, I'm not saying that shoplifting is the right thing to do. It's absolutely not. But does the punishment fit the offense? Do you literally beat the tar out of someone for shoplifting? Do you really do that? The whole point, class, is this tiny woman was beat up by this uniformed cop. How about if we don't beat up people? How about if we're going to try them, we bring them to the court and let a jury of our peers decide. But literally beating up people, a tiny woman? Come on. This is the kind of stuff that's going on all across the country. It needs to be stopped. Okay? And your husband was roughed up, yes?
Yes. Jesse was. The first time they had come out, they had slammed him to the ground when he was unarmed and handcuffed him and put him across the street while they chatted with the neighbor. Then my husband said, you know, he's a felon and he has a firearm. And so they put my husband in the back of the police car so he couldn't talk anymore. You know, and then the second time they came out and they finally arrested him, they slammed him to the ground while they were telling him, you're not under arrest. So, yeah, that was.
I have a neighbor who lived up the road from us. They ran her out of the state, literally. They arrested her, and she was told that she would be put back in jail if she didn't leave the state. Literally. And this is how far from, right on the same road we live on. So you guys are not the first one who have been roughed up by the police, the sheriff's office. And she said the same things about the jail. She said the same kinds of things about the jail, how bad it was.
Yeah.
And it seems like the more money or wherewithal you have, the more they want to take from you. It's unacceptable. We need a new sheriff. We need a clean house. We need the clean house. And where did Tony Duggar get his start? State representative? Right there. Right there in the courthouse in Charlotte. I'm sorry, not Charlotte. In Hartville. Hartville.
Right.
Missouri. Silent Night, what do you think we ought to do?
Well, for one thing, finances get real scarce when something like this goes on. And I would recommend that if anybody can afford $5, which is just about all of us, that we send $5 in to help these folks out, because it's surprising how expensive everything is when you're not at home. And then another thing is, we ought to demand the IQ of every officer in the county and our police department.
Demand the what?
IQ test.
IQ test. Yeah, and I guess maybe we should publish their home addresses as well, so that you know, we know where the safe neighborhoods are, where they live, right? Silent Night, thank you so much for being with us. USAPrepares.com instructor. Joe Acapenti, thank you so much for being with us. Nicole, it goes without saying, you're a hero to me. Nicole Beninati and Jeremy Beninati. The story will continue. We're not going away.
By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.